Welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shattuck, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, day after a tough loss to the New York Jets, 17-10 here at EverBank, New York, a winner. Big news today. Head coach Mike Mularkey sent to the hospital after coming into work today. What's the latest?
Well, he came into work this morning, didn't feel well, went to see a trainer, and the trainer immediately took him over to the hospital. He's undergoing some tests today. May stay overnight, and the team expects him back tomorrow. Mel Tucker said they're certainly looking forward to that. Mel said he spoke with Mike, said he was doing okay, and they're expecting him back here tomorrow morning.
And Mel Tucker did lead all the teamwork this morning. All the meetings and such were led by Mel, and Mel had to face the fire of the media today. A day after,
good timing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A day after the third quarter collapse where the Jets ran all through this Jaguars defense, and it's happened for a couple of weeks in a row. Why was this reasoning?
Well, as anybody's watched this team, it's happened a lot this season. And Mel talked a lot about run fits. A lot of it really comes down to, you know, the other team starts running a little bit. Guys get in that mode where you want to be a hero, want to make the big play, want to get something stopped. And it's really just sort of misspent effort. Mel said, hey, this team's trying. Effort is not an issue for this team, but you still got to get that run stopped. And it usually comes down to bad fits.
And the Dolphins are a running team, too. Mm-hmm. Reggie Bush is no slouch in the backfield, right?
Well, even if they weren't, in this league, if you're not doing something right, teams are going to try to expose it until you get it fixed. And that's got to be, in these last three games, you've got to fix that.
There was locker room availability today, the day after the loss. What was the kind of the vibe in the locker room today?
Yeah, about what you'd expect. You know, talking to Uchenna Nwosu, Paul Posluszny, you know, he asked Paul Posluszny about the morale, and he said, after a loss, it's not good. And these guys are playing for pride, and that's what they're talking about right now. You've got to be a professional. You've got to come in, and you've got to play out these three games because everybody in the league's watching you, whether it's for a job next year, whether it's for your career, whether it's just to get the right stuff on tape. That's going to be the focus. It's not what you want to be saying, but when you're 2-11, that's what you say.
And unfortunately, we've heard it for a few weeks now, too.
And unless something changes, we'll keep hearing it.
That's right. Thanks, John. Tonight, Jason Babin is the guest on Jaguars All Access. That's on CBS 47 and Jaguars.com. Off day Tuesday, back with you Wednesday with prep for the Dolphins on Inside the Jaguars.